How to have a successful year. 2 years ago, about this time of year, I paid a visit to a friend I hadn't seen in a while. This friend had a grapevine growing in his garden. Being African and raised in tropical Africa, I hadn't seen a grapevine before, so I was fascinated to see one. The word vine can be used loosely to describe all plants that have their stems creeping or trailing along the ground, or it can be used specifically to describe a grapevine. In John 15, Jesus describes himself as the vine, and his followers are the branches. He gives us a secret to fruitfulness and says we can only bear a lot of fruit when we abide in him. In John 15 verse 5, he emphatically states that apart from him, we can do nothing. As I was pondering over this scripture, I wondered why Jesus compared himself to a vine. Why not the famous cedar of Lebanon or palm tree, which is so gloriously described in Psalm 92 verse 12, but a vine. A vine is a climbing plant. As such, its branches need to be supported before they can be fruitful. This explains why Jesus went on to say that apart from him, we can do nothing. No matter what your vision or goals for this year is or are, it most likely would include increased productivity or greater fruitfulness. Jesus says the path to achieving that is to abide in him. When I started to write this blog post earlier on last week, I had decided that the focus of this year was going to be knowing God better, because I believed that had to be the new level. However, barely three sentences into my article, God spoke the word abide clearly into my spirit and gave my article a new focus. As such, throughout this year, we would be exploring the theme abiding in Christ. How would you describe 2021? I would describe 2021 as a fruitful or productive year for me and for FlatlightDaily.com. When the year started, I had no idea what it held. However, when it ended and I looked back, I was amazed at what God had used the ministry and I to achieve. We are at the dawn of this new year, and we don't know what this year holds for us. However, if we have securely put our hands in the hand of the great I Am, then we need not fear, because he holds tomorrow in his hands. He is the Alpha and the Omega, Revelation chapter 21 verses 6 to 7, and knows the end from the beginning. I pray that this would be a year of increased fruitfulness for us, even as we continue to abide in Christ. In John 15, Jesus speaks to his followers, those who have placed their faith in him. You can begin your journey with Christ by saying this simple prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sin. Forgive me of my sins and come and live inside my heart. Please give me the power to live for you. Amen. Our scripture for reflection is John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Shalom.